butterfly effect is actually so crazy because if I never grew up with asthma, I never would have been the slowest kid on my middle school's cross country team. And one day when we were going on like an easy 3-4 mile run, I ended up just being so slow and so far behind everybody that I got lost. And I ended up running about like 8 miles in some random directions. And I ended up like in this weird wooded area, like this forest. And I heard some commotion happening deeper in the forest. And I'm like, hey, maybe that's where my fellow middle schoolers are. So I walk a little bit deeper and I see this bonfire and it's like 4:30 PM. I'm like, why is there a bonfire here? And there's like 30 people huddled around it. So I'm like, hey, maybe one of these people, they don't look like middle schoolers, right? But maybe one of these people has like a cell phone that I can use to like call my mom so that she can come pick me up. So I walk over to them. And then as soon as I walk over to them, they get these astonished looks on their faces like they saw a ghost. And I'm like, this is a little bit weird. So I kind of turn around a little bit because I'm like, they might be like druggies. Maybe they're going to try to eat me, throw me in the fire. So as I'm walking away, right, one of the guys from the crowd says, wait, stop, stop, come back, please, please, please. And I'm like, well, if these guys want to eat me, there's no way I could outrun them, you know? So I walk back. I'm like, maybe I can talk my way out of, you know, getting eaten alive. And then he comes up to me and he says, you are the chosen one who was promised to us. And I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? So then he mentioned some ancient prophecy that the old gods revealed unto the ancient prophets that on this day, at that place, at that time, a young blonde boy would come to save the universe. And I'm like, okay, well, what is this about? Like, I don't know what this is about, you know? So then he says that it is my job to go into the demon realm and slay the demon king Asmodeus. He takes out a sword, like out of like his, he had a sheath on his back. And he says, this is the blade of the seventh seal, the only blade capable of slaying the demon king. Now you must wield it and travel into the demon realm. And I'm like, how, I can't even like run around the neighborhood. How am I supposed to go to the demon realm? And then one of the guys in the crowd jumps into the bonfire, just like jumps full in, you know? And then as soon as he jumps in, he like pretty much kind of explodes and a giant portal opens on the bonfire. And I'm like, what just happened? And then he said, that guy is a necessary sacrifice for you to go straight to the demon king's realm. And I'm like, but I'm like tired. I don't know what to do. And then he says that the blade of the seventh seal will give me the strength I need to slay Asmodeus. So I walk towards the fire. It's pretty hot, right? But everybody's like cheering for me to go in. So then I go into the portal, right? And I'm right in the throne room of the demon king Asmodeus. And he sees my blade and he actually gets a little bit scared of me. And he's like, who are you? What are you doing here? And I'm like, dude, I'm here to like kill you, big dog. And then we start having like this crazy fight. He casts all these spells at me, but the blade gives me unimaginable power to deflect the spells, slice through space and time itself until eventually after about an hour and a half, I cut off the Demon King's head and I go through the portal again and I bring Asmodeus' head to these people and they're like, oh my gosh, you saved us. Thank you. Here is a really awesome Nature Valley granola bar as a reward. And if I never did that, I never would have known how much I love Nature Valley granola bars.